Hey friend, welcome back to the show. I hope that you have a hot cup of tea for today's Tea Time Tuesday episode. Before you try to reconcile with your estranged daughter or son, you have to be in a place of peace and power. Otherwise, your foundation is not solid, and what you try to build on it will fall down. But getting into that place of peace and power requires you to detox from what is standing in the way. In this episode, I'll tell you four common things that you have to detox from to reclaim your power and your peace. Let's talk about it. Hey, friend. Welcome to the Estranged Mom Coach podcast. Are you going through a family estrangement from your adult son or daughter? Do you wonder why your child cut you off, if there's a way to save the relationship, or how you can ever feel happy again? You can only distract yourself and avoid thinking about it for so long, and then it hits you all over again. How can this be happening? I'm Jenny Good. I'm a certified coach trained in mindset neuroscience, family estrangement, and emotional healing. I'm also a mom who's been through adult-child estrangement and reconciliation. I teach Christian estranged moms how to increase their odds of reconciling with their child and how to achieve emotional healing and happiness in the meantime. And we do it from a biblical perspective. So grab your tea, pop in your AirPods, and exhale. Welcome home, sister mom. It's going to be okay. Quick disclaimer, I am a certified coach, not a therapist. If you think you're suffering from a mental health disorder, please seek help from a licensed therapist or call 911. Hello, my tea time friend. I am truly glad that you stopped by. Do you have your tea warmed up in your favorite teacup or mug? I hope you do. If you were going to run a marathon, you would need to fuel your body with good food in the days and the weeks beforehand. You wouldn't fill up on fast food or overly processed junk food and then expect to run a marathon successfully, right? If you're going to expect the best from your physical body during the exertion of a marathon, you need to feed and hydrate it well. If you've been indulging in junk food, you'll have to go through a food detox of sorts. I've been thinking about how this very same principle applies to where you're at in the family estrangement journey from your child. There are four things that I commonly see estranged mothers need to detox from so that they can step into their power and peace. Reconciling with your son or daughter is a marathon, not a sprint. And if you want to be in the right condition to succeed in that marathon and possess unshakable peace in the meantime, we need to detox a few things from your life. First, detox from feeding the wound. This tends to happen with newer estrangements and at specific points on the estrangement journey. It's when you spend the majority of your free time thinking about the estrangement, your child, or the person or people that you think influenced them to go no contact. It might go beyond your free time and infringe on the time that you want to spend with other family members or time that you need to be working on other things. It feels hard to concentrate, and it might be difficult to enjoy the things that used to matter a lot to you. You ruminate on your past mistakes, words your estranged child said to you, or maybe text that you received when they told you that they were cutting you off. It can take over your entire life, and it feeds the wound, making it bigger and more painful. When you feed the wound by overthinking about it, it naturally also dominates what you talk about. That becomes a problem in your other relationships because while those people care about the estrangement, they also want to feel like they matter to you and as if there is more to you than the estrangement. If this is happening, here's a way out of it. Schedule a time of day that you will allow yourself to ruminate, to mentally rehash, and to even obsess about the estrangement in your child. Have it be no longer than 1 hour and put it on your schedule, literally. Write it into your paper calendar or put it on your digital Google or Apple calendar. If you don't want other people to see it and know what you're referring to, you can just call it something like personal time or something else that's generic so that you know what it means, but it doesn't have to raise anyone else's eyebrows in curiosity or judgment. Set a timer, and when that time comes, and once the timer goes off, commit to doing something else. Get up from where you're sitting, walk outside if you're inside, go inside if you're outside. Physically do something like cook a meal, go for a walk, or play with your pet if you have one. Or you can choose a soothing activity like a warm bath or burning a scented candle while reading a book that you love. Honor your commitment to sticking to that 1 hour of focusing on the estrangement and your child. If the thoughts try to creep in outside of that hour, and they probably will try, just picture a stop sign in your mind and remind yourself that you have time set aside to think about this. It's okay to let it go for now. The more you do this, the more your brain will accept that this is true and safe for you. The next thing I invite you to detox from is over-immersion in self-help media. By self-help media, I mean books, audiobooks, websites, podcasts, and blogs. All of these kinds of media can be excellent resources of learning and support and personal development. But like many things, we can use them against ourselves if we're not careful. We can over-immerse ourselves in these things, and it's like your brain gets into a thought loop where you repeatedly go over and over everything about the estrangement. You can get confused because one book says one thing and then a podcast from someone else contradicts that, and so on. You start thinking a lot to the point that being estranged consumes your whole day and your whole identity. Instead, get proper help from one professional that you trust and then follow that person's teachings. Unsubscribe from all the other estrangement podcasts. Stop buying the audiobooks and stay off the websites. Just find one person who you trust and feel good about. Pray over it. Listen for discernment and then get fully on board with that person. Estranged moms often tell me that when they found my work, they breathed a sigh of relief. They say they instantly felt hope and like they had found their right place or right person. If you're feeling that way, that you like what I teach and it resonates with you, then this might be a good time to explore working with me as your estrangement coach. As your estrangement coach, I'll teach you the tools and methods to feel better and to step into your power. And then we'll work on a new way of communicating and we'll build your reconciliation plan. A plan. How good would it feel to know exactly what to do next, no matter what your estranged child says or does? If this sounds like exactly what you need, apply for a free consultation at theestrangedmomcoach.com/schedule, and let's have a conversation. The third thing to detox from is conversations regarding what your estranged child said about you to other people. Sometimes well-meaning family members or friends want to tell you what your child said about you. It might even be coming from one of your other non-estranged adult children. I cannot stress to you enough how toxic this is for you. Lovingly let them know that it's best that they keep their relationship with your estranged son or daughter between the two of them, and that you know God is working things out for the best possible outcome. You can let them know that if they want to help with the estrangement, the best thing they can do is pray for your family's healing and reconciliation. Now, if the person telling these things is one of your children. The response can be a little different. In this case, you want to be there for your other child to witness their feelings and help them process things because the situation is hard on them too. You also want to do that, though, in a way that is kind to yourself. So you would tell your non-estranged child that you love them and you want to be there to help them through any hard emotions that might be coming up. Underscore that you fully believe that God will work this out in the best possible way. This is important because they will feel relief if they know that you're okay. And if they do want to talk through their feelings with you, ask open-ended questions that help them come to their own answers about how they feel and what they want to do to cope with their feelings. And the fourth thing that I invite you to detox from is emotionally poisonous estrangement Facebook groups. If you have followed my teachings for a while, you've probably heard me talk about how Facebook groups can cause more harm than good. So many of the Facebook groups claiming to support estranged moms actually do damage. Either they forbid the mention of Jesus's name in the group, and yes, sadly, that is a thing, or they allow the bashing of the estranged children, and you end up reading post after post of how evil the kids are. You see venting on top of venting about hating the estranged child or how they are just doing this to hurt you. And even if you agree with some parts of what is said, it starts to get to you when you read the negativity repeatedly. You feel anxious and more upset after engaging with the group. That is not where you want to be. What you feed grows. Ask yourself, is bitterness, blame, anger, or even hatred what you want to grow? I don't think it is. So really pay attention to how you feel after spending time in a Facebook support group for estranged moms. Get yourself out of the ones that make you feel bad. If you're looking for a Facebook support group that is positive, one where you are allowed and encouraged to speak the name of Jesus, I invite you to our free community. We do things very differently there. Come over to estrangedmoms.community and join us. It's a private, gentle group where you're surrounded by Christian women on different parts of the estrangement journey. And did you know that being in a group where you feel emotionally safe and accepted is a way to repair the impact of estrangement on your nervous system? All the more reason to join us. Okay, friend, that is what I have for you this time, and I hope it blesses you. Hey, Sister Mom, thanks for spending time with me. If this podcast inspired you, helped you, or blessed you in some way, I'd love for you to share it with another mom who could be edified by it too. Also, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. This helps more moms like us find and be blessed by the show. Remember, you are a daughter of the Most High King, and you are not alone.